VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. The Chinese National Health Commission says there are 830 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus countrywide and that at least 25 people have died. Beijing has isolated nearly a dozen cities in Hubei province with a total population of 35 million. The unprecedented move is aimed at containing the infection, which has spread to several other countries, including Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Taiwan, and the United States. Shanghai's Disney Resort, a major Lunar New Year tourist destination, is temporarily closing. In the city of Wuhan, where the virus is believed to have originated, a new 1,000-bed hospital is being built. Meanwhile, authorities have banned planes and trains from leaving Wuhan. Toll roads have been closed, and ferries, subway, and bus services have been shut down. 15 medical workers are among those hit by the virus, which has spread from Wuhan to Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangdong province. Though it was a split decision, the World Health Organization decided against declaring the situation a global health emergency, which the WHO describes as an extraordinary event that puts other countries at risk and one that requires a coordinated worldwide response. The French government today is set to unveil its controversial pension reform legislation. This comes a day after union employees stopped the output of the country's largest hydroelectric plant, Grand Mâzon, in the Alps. It was one of several strikes nationwide in France yesterday, designed to put pressure on the government before it lays out its final version of the pension plan. Even the anticipation of reform caused weeks of crippling transportation strikes. To keep up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. You can also use our mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. This is the final day of Democrats opening arguments in the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Conviction is highly unlikely in the Republican-majority Senate, but that has not stopped Democratic House managers from delivering impassioned pleas to argue that Mr. Trump must be removed from office. In his closing remarks, House Intelligence Committee Chairman and lead House manager Adam Schiff said, quote, "If right doesn't matter, we're lost. If truth doesn't matter, we're lost." We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Today we'll focus on the obstruction of Congress charge after yesterday's case on abuse of power. Relying on playback from diplomats' testimony about pressure on Ukraine, House impeachment manager Sylvia Garcia says,
"A corrupt deal. An Oval Office meeting for investigations. Quid pro quo."
Congressman Adam Schiff says the president should be removed from office because he put his personal interests ahead of the country.
"That makes him dangerous to us."
Republican senators like John Barrasso complained about the repetition of the trial.
"It seems like Groundhog's Day in the Senate."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Thousands of supporters of an influential radical Shiite cleric gathered today in central Baghdad, demanding that American troops leave the country. There has been heightened anti-U.S. sentiment in Iraq since a drone strike ordered by Washington earlier this month killed a top Iranian general in the Iraqi capital. Since mid-morning on the Muslim Day of Prayer, loudspeakers have blared, "No, no America." Roads and bridges leading to the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of the Iraqi government and home to several foreign embassies, including the American, were blocked off by concrete barriers. Iraqi security forces stood guard, blocking access to the zone's gates. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities and to preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Joe Davies of Reuters has a report.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
"It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention."
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. The ruling dealt only with Gambia's request for so-called preliminary measures, the equivalent of a restraining order for states. It gives no indication of the court's final decision, which could take years to reach.
That was Joe Davies of Reuters reporting. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.